CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China Securities Regulator has announced that China Securities Finance Company Limited will raise funds through multiple channels and expand its business scale to help keep the stock market stable. CSF will be supported by the central bank, which will provide access to more liquidity. The announcement comes after Central Huijin Investment, an arm of the Chinese government, has announced plans to launch a new series of investments into the Chinese A-share market through mutual funds. China's largest securities firms also announced this weekend plans to spend no less than 120 billion yuan, or around $20 billion, on blue-chip ETFs to help dampen the recent downturn in the Chinese A-share market. The Chinese A-share market has been hit hard over the past months, with the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index tumbling nearly 30% over the past 3 weeks. The European Union is urging the Greek government to make meaningful and possible proposals for renegotiation over its debt crisis, following the Greek referendum which rejected the EU's bailout offer. European Parliament President Martin Schulz says an immediate renegotiation is necessary and possible, but it depends on Greek proposals. A Eurozone summit has been set for Tuesday to discuss the issue. An estimated 61% of Greek voters rejected terms of a new international bailout in Sunday's referendum. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says Greece is ready to return to the negotiating table to seek what he calls a viable solution to the debt crisis. The Chinese embassy in Turkey has warned tourists to be careful of anti-China protests after some Chinese tourists were attacked and disturbed in the country. The embassy posted a notice on its website on Sunday warning that Chinese tourists should not get close to or film protesters, as there have been multiple demonstrations against the Chinese government across Turkey. The notice comes after a small group of protesters attacked a Chinese restaurant, which is actually Turkish-owned. Some Turkish media previously reported that China banned Muslims in Xinjiang from worship and fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. The Chinese side has strongly refuted such reports. China is urging Japan to face up to history and take measures to uphold dignity of forced labor victims. Chinese ambassador to UN Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Zhang Xiuqin, made the call after Japan's controversial Meiji Industrial Revolution sites were inscribed into the World Heritage List. Before the UNESCO decision was made, Japan was forced to admit that a large number of Koreans and others were brought against their will in the 1940s and forced to work under harsh conditions at some of the sites. Japan also agreed to take measures to remember the victims, such as establishing information centers at the sites. 12 people have been confirmed dead and 2 remain missing after a shoe factory collapsed in East China's Zhejiang province on Saturday. Another 33 were injured, 4 of them seriously. There were 56 people at the factory when it collapsed. 9 escaped unharmed. The cause of the accident is under investigation. The bodies of 10 South Koreans killed in a traffic accident in northeastern China are going to be sent back to South Korea later on today. Speeding and dangerous driving are being blamed for the accident last week in the city of Ji'an. Meanwhile, the police also released the investigation result on the death of a South Korean official who fell off a hotel in Ji'an City early Sunday morning and died. Local police authorities say the investigation has ruled out the possibility of murder and inferred that he had committed suicide. The reason of his suspected suicide remains unknown. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says an agreement on Iran's nuclear program is possible this week if Tehran makes the hard choices necessary. Negotiators from Iran and world powers are meeting in Vienna to try to meet a Tuesday deadline for reaching a deal that would suspend Iran's most sensitive nuclear work in exchange for sanctions relief. Some diplomats have said the talks could slip to Thursday, the date by which U.S. President Barack Obama's administration must submit a deal to Congress in order to get an expedited 30-day review. Republicans in the U.S. Congress have been accusing the Obama administration of making too many concessions at the talks. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.